He'd left his pack at the base of the boulder, she noticed, right beneath her. Well, she wasn't carrying it for him. She tried to convince herself she shouldn't feel bad as he headed off, his tall black boots no match for the drifts, but she could practically feel the cold rivers of melted snow sloshing between his toes.
Wait, Stan.
She squinted up the mountain. What's that sound?
What's what? Stop making excuses, Liza. Get down.
Listen for once. She wasn't sure what she'd heard. Like an oomph, as if something large had fallen. He kept walking.
I don't hear anything.
Close your mouth and open your ears for a change. He rolled his eyes, but then he cocked his head.
Was that thunder?
Do you see any clouds? As they listened, an uneasy feeling settled in Liza's stomach. When she got to her feet on top of the boulder, a full person higher than anyone else, she could see the people on the trail were slowing, awakening to the same dull roar. Some had turned back.
It's getting louder.
The lovely warm surface of the boulder trembled.
I don't like this, Stan. It feels wrong.
Avalanche!
Someone screamed just as a massive cloud of snow exploded up the mountain, far above the camp.
Run! Run for your lives!
Paralyzed, Liza watched the snow barrel down the slope towards them, becoming a massive, unavoidable wall of white. Climbers scrambled down the trail as fast as they could, and one word became a hot potato, jumping from one man to the next.
Go! Go! Go!
But go where? The whole field was just a path for the avalanche to consume as it charged towards sheep camp at breakneck speed.
Get down!
Stan yelled at the same time as Liza shouted, Run! She leapt off the boulder and landed in waist-deep snow at its base, right next to the two packs. Afraid to move, she leaned beyond the massive rock's edges, waving frantically at her brother.
Come here, Stan! Run!
He was moving like a stick man, wrenching one leg at a time from the thick, wet snow, then plunging into it again, his eyes on Liza. Why was he still so far away?
Faster, Stan! Come on!
She kept screaming, and he kept uselessly yanking his boots out of the snow, and in an instant, the avalanche overwhelmed them. The crushing, almighty vengeance of the mountain stealing their voices, their breath, their heartbeats. Liza pressed herself hard as she could against the side of the boulder, and the vibrations of the mountain rocked and hammered against her cheek.
Please, God, don't let this rock roll over.
The snow flew over her, around her, onto her, its fury endless, its white becoming darker as it blocked out the sun. Then, all at once, it stopped.
Stan, was her first thought. I have to find Stan.